And welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, April 28th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me a full panel roundtable, folks. Joining us today, we have from overseas in London, Northern Irishman extraordinaire Paul Edward Stevenson. Hey, Paul, glad you could make it, sir.
Extraordinaire, yeah. Good to be with you, Richard. I'm literally just in the door about 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. And then we also have Jeremy from Kentucky joining us today, folks. Jeremy, welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
Additionally, we have Stephen Douglas Whitener here as well, folks. Stephen, always a pleasure.
Howdy, Richard, RBN. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, you're a tiny bit quiet, Stephen. Maybe it's just your distance from the microphone there. But sound a little quiet compared to everyone else. Just a heads up. Okay. But, well, it's another week almost done winding down here. I don't know, I noticed some concerning news that censorship bill we've been hearing about for quite a while now from Tony in Chicago regarding Florida, the state of Florida, DeSantis with his presidential aspirations is, you know, just doubling down, it seems. I got this update from Mike Sledge earlier today, actually. I was chatting with him a bit. And, it's evidently this has gone through. Well, I have an article, though, from yesterday, just on the cusp of this getting dealt with here. Over at Renegade Tribune, I found a pretty good take on it from yesterday, the 27th. Florida passes harshest hate crime bill in America to, quote, combat anti-Semitism, unquote. A Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may sign, well, as of yesterday. So, I mean, I don't know. I have to, yeah, from what Mike says, this has gone through now. But this expansive hate crime bill into law, and he took a trip to Israel. He visited Israel to get this in place. I mean, it's certainly just like the dual citizenship thing, you know. I mean, this reeks of stronger loyalty to the nation state of Israel than to the U.S., and he wants to be president. But, we had a few people tweeting about this. Some of these were like yesterday. Representative Randy Fine made a secret trip to Israel. HB 269, the strongest anti-Semitism bill in the United States, to Florida's Nazi thugs. I have news. Attack Jews on their property and you're going to prison. Never again means never again. Like we have Jews getting attacked on their property by neo-Nazis. Come on. This is the free state of Florida is on the cusp of having the most oppressive hate crime laws in America. In order to combat anti-Semitism, HB 269/SB 994, which sponsor Representative Randy Fine, Republican, said earlier this year was written to make hate-filled anti-Semitic, quote-unquote, littering a felony punishable by 5 years in prison, has been passed unanimously by the GOP-controlled Florida House and State with zero concerns for the First Amendment. And so I guess today DeSantis actually signed it as an update that I was hearing earlier. But, yeah, this article from yesterday already had all that take place. Let's see, this other tweet, Agudah Israel in America. Agudah, A-G-U-D-A-T-H, Agudah Israel applauds the Florida Senate for unanimously passing HB 269 an important step in combating, well, I'll say free speech, not anti-Semitism. Oh, and Representative Fein, we should note, is Jewish. On Twitter, after passing the bill, he said, "Your Nazis take note. You're done in Florida," he tweeted out. There is no First Amendment right to conduct. Jewish Florida State Representative Randy Fein told the media earlier this year when promoting the bill. "There is no First Amendment right to conduct," he said. "Well, if you graffiti a building," he went on, "it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third-degree felony and you will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime now, right now. But if you litter and your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third-degree felony and you will spend 5 years in jail." This is regarding flyers, you know, passing out flyers. I mean, there was a lot of attention from that Handsome Truth guy and his laser lights in Florida. And that seemed like that, well, may have triggered the exact timing of this, but many, Mr. Sledge among them, suggest this was about to happen regardless. And, you know, anything that could be used as someone's motivation, you know, so, I mean, it doesn't really look at Handsome Truth in a negative light regarding it. Stu Peters even tweeted out, "Hate speech laws about to be passed in Florida under faux conservative Governor Ron DeSantis," Stu says. "A penalty for having the quote-unquote wrong opinion, third-degree felony and 5 years in jail." We had a rabbi tweeting out with a video of CNN, which was covering battling hate. They're laying it on thick at CNN. "Florida sheriff faces off against neo-Nazi group," they recently had on there. So the rabbi was sending that CNN video coverage, because of course the trusted source CNN, you know. And then the rabbi Shmuley on Twitter said, "That's felony stalking. Hero sheriff Chitwood pitches anti-Semitism law on CNN." So they're defending the new laws with these as precedent, you know, these incidents that they're— The bill was put forward by the GOP to silence the Goyim Defense League. Now, that's related to that Handsome Truth and the laser light projections on buildings of, you know, these, well, associations of Jews with various things in the establishment. Certainly, they don't like that. That really got someone going to get this started. The bill was put forward, therefore, by the GOP to silence this Goyim Defense League, who's been sharing anti-Semitic flyers in Florida neighborhoods and holding up anti-Semitic banners over bridges, which are critical of Jews. And, of course, the laser lights on buildings. So, I mean, let's see. Chris Nelson was tweeting out just some of what's in here, you know. He says, "Am I reading this right? If Florida HB 269 is passed, someone who makes fun of another person's clothes, if they are considered ethnic or religious, can be arrested and charged with a third-degree felony and hate crime?" I mean, you know, where's the burden of proof, he says. We had Florida Representative Mike Caruso, Republican, tell reporter Chris Nelson earlier this year that the bill makes anti-Semitism a hate crime. "If we do nothing, we are going to have 1933 Nazi Germany all over again," Caruso said. Now, let me turn it over to the panel. I've talked enough here. Paul, you've been dealing with this further along than we have over in the UK. So perhaps it would be most appropriate to hear from your wisdom first.
Well, it's a disgrace. It's tragic and it's depressing. And of course, it's all about, they threw this in here. We will not tolerate attacking Jews on their land. Listen, that's a crime, you know, that's already under the law, not just for Jews, but if you go onto someone's land and start attacking them, that's a crime. We don't need extra law, or you guys don't need extra laws in Florida, you know, to protect Jews especially. So that's all BS. The whole thing is just basically no criticizing and no exposing of the subversive and destructive power that the Jews have in the United States. Not allowed to be exposed, not allowed to be criticized. And it shows that, you know, the GOP, you know, you would expect this maybe coming from the Democrats, but they throw you a few bones when it comes to the culture war, and then they're always standing beside the Jews in Israel. And what's interesting is it'll be interesting to see, I won't hold my breath, but where are the usual free speech apologists? Where will Tucker Carlson come out and say anything about this? Will any of the guys over here, the Douglas Murrays, the GB News apologists for free speech? You see, they all cower down when it comes to Jews. They get a pass. And this whole idea of hate, again, another ambiguous term, because this whole thing is ambiguous. You know, they don't define anti-Semitism, and deliberately so it can be prosecuted with expediency. So anything the Jews don't like or feel threatened by, then they can prosecute it under this banner of anti-Semitism. So basically, not allowed, no criticism of Jews allowed, probably not even allowed to use the term the Jews. And what else can I say? Yeah, so the whole thing is, and hate. They did under this banner of hate. Listen, we already, in this country, and you guys as well, we already have laws for directly inciting violence to people, actually attacking people, calling for physical harm on people. None of the stuff that this banner of hate, none of the stuff I just mentioned fits that category. It's basically talking about and discussing the overreaching and destructive element aspect of Jewish power in the West. So there already are laws in place. We don't need any other hate speech laws, because again, it's ambiguous. And by the way, hate is as normal and common as puberty. People will hate, you know? So it's only if you take that hate to a different level and break what was previously the law in a normal civilized society. But you could say, I hate anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. I hate women. I hate Manchester United fans. Whatever. I hate Monday mornings. Maybe we should have pass a law to protect Monday mornings. I don't know. But, you know, this whole idea of hate, I mean, of course, the irony is these people are the ones that are full of hate, the ones, and that's what they need. All these laws, all this cultural Marxist stuff and this clampdown and free speech, the majority of it is this whole cultural Marxist thing, is to basically silence any criticism of Jews. So the more abuse they perpetrate, and the more destruction they cause, the more obsessed they become with protecting themselves, you know, why they do it, and to protect themselves from criticism and being exposed and any pushback against them. And that's what it's all about. It's a sad day, and maybe DeSantis might take a hit for this in the polls. I don't know. And again, you'll see the usual bold, in quotes, apologist for free speech, probably very silent on this, you know? It's only people like us who talk about it. People like on RBN who talk about it, and a few others. But a lot of people are aware of it. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any hit on his, in the polls for DeSantis, because this is an overreach, and the same rules apply, you know, to the general free speech thing as this. It is a violation of the Second Amendment, and, you know, but you'll probably see silence. I doubt whether you're going to hear Tucker Carlson or anybody else talking about this as a disgrace. They'll all be like, yeah, well, you know, when it comes to the Jews, I mean, well, it's okay.
Yes, indeed. A third degree felony. Yeah, complete hypocrisy. A third degree felony and hate crime, no less. You can't make fun of them in any way. You can't criticize the treatment of the Palestinians over in Israel, for that matter. I mean, there's so much that this extends to. It's so wide-reaching. And, I mean, what, was it 5 years in prison? I heard that could be punishable. So, I mean, as long as you're a big enough on their radar, and like this Handsome Truth, for example, he may be, and that laser light show and the frequent flyer droppings perhaps are part of why, but yeah, the his Goyim Defense League are certainly in the crosshairs for one at the moment in Florida. Mike was saying every Saturday they pass out leaflets, and he's wondering if they still will tomorrow after this. And I mean, I have to wonder, well, Florida, storm front has been on hiatus. Like, if they were to come back from hiatus, you know, with this, with the, I mean, you know, they, I'm sure they'd love an extra reason to go after Don Black. And, I would be concerned, certainly, because he's well known enough.
Well, you're in Florida, aren't you? Now, so it's like, it's a shame, because you moved to Florida out of that crap hole at Chicago. And, you know, and then they pass a law like that, you know. It's a shame, and it is a tragedy, and it's a disgrace, quite frankly. I'll probably get my E. Michael Jones on either this weekend or next weekend to get his opinion on it. He's probably glad he doesn't live in Florida after that, or they'd come after him, probably.
Yeah, he's pretty well known. I took so long to go through the article. Sorry for that. Jeremy, would we be able to hear from you now, sir?
Yeah, well, we predicted this right on one of these panels on Friday, that DeSantis would put his yarmulke on and sign this bill in Israel at that. And he even mentioned that 4 years ago, he signed a bill in Israel getting anti-Semitism out of all of the public education. Also, you know, Florida has the anti-boycott laws, the BDS laws, where Florida entities cannot go into contracts with any other businesses that boycott Israel because of the treatment of Palestinians. So, I mean, why don't this guy just move to Israel and govern Florida from Israel? Or he could just, you know, let one of the rabbis govern Florida. I mean, he might as well, because that's that's pretty much the message he's sending. You know? But no, none of this should surprise us. And I think it's actually a good one, because now it's even easier to prove Jewish power to them. We're going to run over your First Amendment right because of this foreign country who also has a lobby, most powerful lobby in the world, in our Congress, who all of the presidents, potential presidents, have to go before and, you know, talk about their allegiance to Israel. It's so easy to prove Jewish power now. They're just making it too easy. So that's what I have.
Oh, that's a good optimist take. Stephen. Steven's on mute. Is Steven able to unmute? Ah, sorry. There he goes.
Boomer mute. Can you hear that? Yeah, first, I call this anti-Semite dead conspiracy theorist names for that. Oh, criminal. Okay, and it's like there's no such thing as hate. Hate, okay? That's what it boils down to. I like that you said free speech.
Seem to be cutting out there, Stephen. The reception's not too good.
And one other thing, Richard.
Yep.
If I can say, this whole blind support of Israel by the Americans, and a lot of it by so-called American Christian Zionists, these people support the murder of Palestinians, which includes Christians, and the Jews in Israel are deliberately attacking both the Muslims and Christians, all the while they're being propped up by Christians in America, and that's got to stop. It's an absolute disgrace, and it's an abomination, quite frankly.
No, absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my roundtable panelists today, Paul Edward Stevenson, Jeremy from Kentucky, and Stephen Douglas Weitener. And, well, Stephen, did you want to add your thoughts, maybe since we're picking you up better now?
Yeah, thanks. Sorry for the audio problems, listeners.
Oh, you sound great.
This is hate. Speech doesn't exist. There's just speech that they hate. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to say. And hate, in a Christian perspective, it ain't a crime. It ain't always even a sin from a Christian perspective. I thought of that too. Didn't Jesus go in there with the whip and drive those money changers out of the temple? And so, you know, that I've had that thought. And their speech that I hate is some drag queen, just sick pervert, indoctrinating 4 and 5 year olds at preschool. I mean, that speech I hate there, that speech I think should be a crime. You know, now that's maybe saying that makes me a hate criminal. Now I'm a criminal for feeling that way. Now that's how our reality and morality has been inverted in my lifetime anyway, in the mainstream media. And it's kind of shocking when I see the whole progression from how things then where they are and where they want to go. We have those BDS laws here in South Carolina too.
Divestment and sanctions.
Yeah, and you have to suffer state contracts that you have to sign that. And it's just the same kind of thing Cynthia McKinney exposed, where people running for office have to sign this freaking pledge. You know, that's infuriating. It's once you absorb it. And most people don't realize it, or that they say, oh, they're our friends or whatever. What they're no, they're not.
Right. So, Jeremy, back to you, sir.
Yeah, and so you mentioned, you know, I talked about waking up the normies, and you mentioning, like, the hate speech laws just for the Jews, like running over our First Amendment. You mentioned the BDS laws. And the answer is always going to be, well, why do the Jews have these special treatments? Why AIPAC? You know, why did our military ignore the USS Liberty and tell the soldiers, not only ignore, but threaten them to stay silent or they lose their retirement? And then the answer is always, well, the Holocaust. That's the answer literally for everything. And I think it's important to break the myth of the Holocaust. And you don't even have to get into the weeds with it. Just mention all of the different Holocausts that have happened in the 20th century. I mean, the Ukrainians lost 7 to 11 million under the Jewish Bolsheviks and a whole little more. But yet we don't have a Ukrainian lobby to our Congress. Even though I may stand corrected, as much support as the U.S. under the Jew Victoria Nuland has given to Jewish-run Ukraine now, that may be a hard point to make, but I guess you guys get what I'm saying. Like, of all the different groups that were Holocaust in the 20th century, why the Jews? So that's going to be the normie response to everything as to why Jews get special treatment is the Holocaust, and we got to prevent another Hitler. So I think revisionism is really important in studying and getting well-versed on combating the false narrative that they've put forth through this.
Paul?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are, you know, a lot of people are aware of it anyway. I mean, there's people around the world who are outside the Western matrix that laugh at the whole Holocaust idea. I mean, you know, you go to Iran and certain parts of the Middle East and South America, they don't believe the Holocaust ever took place. They see what's going on. But in the West, with the most propagandized, brainwashed people in human history, probably, currently and historically, I'd imagine, because the problem with Westerners are they are so convinced that everything that, you know, that mainstream media tells you is the truth. They live in this sort of post-World War II supremacy, whiter than white West, everyone else evil, backward, you know. It still goes on today, this whole thing about spreading democracy against these evil authoritarian autocracies, this liberal democracy, and that fight against the autocracies, that's the fight. And so they're hopelessly propagandized, people like my mother, and plenty of others. The good news is that there's a whole generation of people who are removed from the Holocaust in terms of generationally, and who don't watch mainstream media. They just don't, and they listen to people like us more, and people on Odyssey and YouTube and Discord and Telegram, and a lot of people who speak a lot more of the truth. And, you know, this is why you're seeing people like Kanye West saying what he's saying, and a lot of people in the black community becoming wise to it, and a lot of other people like this guy you mentioned in Florida. So this is why they have to clamp down. But I've said this before. It's like this is desperation on the Jewish side. It's like these cracks in the dam appear, and they're trying to push the dam back. But if someone has both the clout and the gravitas and the audience of someone like Tucker Carlson, who will even point out the double standard here, that if we have free speech, we should have free speech, and there is no separate rules for the Jews. And if there is, we need to question why there's separate rules for the Jews. Why do they get separate rules? You know, because this whole thing where people freak out about the Jews, why is that? If there's no conspiracy, why are you so edgy? You know, I've had this before right. with people. You know, what are you so edgy about? What are you so worried about? If there's no conspiracy, you know, right. why are you so terrified? Because you probably, A, actually know what you're dealing with, or B, you can sense it.
Well, here, I didn't hear the music, sinister. But I think we're on the commercial. Actually.
You are tuned in stick to around. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey, along with Jeremy from Kentucky, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Paul Edward Stevenson. And Paul, you were in the middle of a thought when the commercial got you.
Oh, I can't remember, but I was just forgetting. I was just saying that, you know. Anyway, I think of, I'm saying they get a pass all the time. You know, all these free speech proponents, they'll where will they be? I won't be expecting to hear anything from the people over here who are normally. In fact, there was a woman over here, an MP, Diane Abbott, who basically said recently, and she got herself into an awful lot of trouble with the Labour Party, who the Labour Party, of course, have got a stigma attached to them because of Jeremy Corbyn and anti-Semitism, because they dared criticize Israel and the treatment of the Palestinians. So anyway, Diane Abbott came out and said that, you know, Jews and travelers, and shamefully she threw the Irish in there. I don't know what she was doing with that, but anyway, she said they don't experience racism constantly. In some cases they experience and suffer what was the word she used, discrimination or something like that, you know, but not racism. And this was this all kicked off, and she's been sacked or suspended from the Labour Party, of course, Kelsa Preece. And I listened to some of the guys, and you know, over here in GB News, you're the usual free speech types, and one of them was saying, those Jews, they never experience racism and anti-Semitism. And he said, for God's sake, and shamefully, our own King Edward II expelled the Jews out of England in the 12th century. You know, so the whole history is Jew-washed, And they are given the benefit of the doubt for their behavior right down through history. So this guy actually sides against King Edward II for expelling the Jews without ever pondering, well, why did he take such a severe step? And by the way, there wasn't such an outrage from the travelers community, and there wasn't anything I heard from many Irish people saying, you know, oh, this is shameful. We receive racism all the time. But anyways, as I say, I wasn't too, you know, impressed by Irish being thrown in the same category as Jews and travelers, to put it mildly. but yeah, it's, that should be a, like one of those questions on, you know, like one of those game shows. Which one of these doesn't belong here, you know? but the point is, you know, it's a whole apologetics ministry. Don't expect anything in this country to be pushing back against this, talking about free speech. It's a whole apologetics ministry for the Jews. Part of that is because they're intimidated, and part of it is because they're scared of being ostracized, because essentially this is the last taboo, you know? And part of it is that they're so brainwashed. A lot of these people are in their 50s and 60s. They're the boomer generations at the end of the, you know, the younger of the end of the boomer generation. But they still have this whole World War II, like Jeremy said, Holocaust narrative in their head all the time. And it's so tiring. I actually can't wait till these people die off.
And in the bill I was talking about, HB 269/SB 994, the coverage of that I was reading referred to this other bill that was just passed, and there was a link with more information on that one. That's HB 741. It also amends Florida's hate crime statute to specifically include anti-Semitism, which it defines as, quote, as a perception of the Jewish people which may be expressed as hatred toward Jewish people, unquote.
Well, so such... what? It's not a crime to hate anybody.
Yeah, you know? Well, listen to some of what's included. Calling for, aiding, or justifying violence against Jews, alleging myths about a world Jewish conspiracy, or that Jews control the media, economy, government, or other institutions, accusing Jewish people as a whole of being responsible for real or imaginary wrongdoing by a single Jewish person, group, or the State of Israel, or for acts of non-Jews, accusing the Jewish people of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust, accusing Jewish citizens of countries other than Israel of being more loyal to Israel than their own nations, demonizing, applying a double standard to, or delegitimizing Israel, and under that would be a criticism of the treatment of the Palestinians, of course. That one really gets me, though. Alleging myths about a world Jewish conspiracy, or that Jews control the media, economy, government, or other institutions.
Yeah. Where would we get someone like that? Who were the last half a dozen chairs of the Federal Reserve? Who is the current chief of the DOJ? Who is the current chief of the Homeland Security, where you've allowed in about 300 million Mexicans in the space of a year? I mean, this just goes down. And it's coincidence, you see, I guess, that the most powerful positions are held by Jews, and that the one on the border is responsible for almost irrevocably altering your demographics. And they've done the same here. Barbara Roche was the immigration secretary under Tony Blair, because they feel more comfortable in a multicultural society, and that they want to eradicate white people. It's a wonder they haven't put that in there. The idea that Jews want to eradicate white people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not.
And by the way,
I'm sure they'll get to it.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time if they keep this up. And I remember speaking to E. Michael Jones about this about eight years ago. Are they going to ban the New Testament now? And the Old Testament, which completely condemns the Jews for their behavior, because if Jesus is walking around today, well, I shouldn't say that. They killed Jesus, didn't they, for God's sake? And by the way, they killed Paul, so yes. And the stuff in there would be deemed to be anti-Semitic, you know? So maybe they should ban the New Testament. They'd love to.
Stephen.
I was going to say it shouldn't be necessary to go all the way down the revisionist trail to point out to someone the blatant hypocrisy of making that so special. I mean, when they're I remember when I was in middle school, even, you know, in 71 or 72, and that's when they really started pushing this narrative with the Holocaust movies and stuff like that. That came in the 70s more than before then. And we said, well, why? The thing had just happened in Cambodia, and the Khmer Rouge killed like one third of the population in the whole country. And it's like, why is this worse than that? Why aren't we talking about what's going on right now? You know, it's just, I even got it back then. And so most people should be able to grasp that, but they're so programmed. And the cognitive dissonance is so strong that it triggers this emotional reaction in them that they just can't think clearly. They can't, cogitate on it to see that, well, these two things don't belong. Yeah.
Jeremy.
Yeah, to Paul's point about the New Testament being banned. So if I went down there to Florida and I took the Acts chapter 14, verse 2, If I read this and preached on the sidewalk, and then I made copies of it, flyers out, Acts 14:2, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. If I distributed that flyer and preached it on the sidewalk, I could be guilty of both bills, 741 and 269. And, you know, what Stephen was saying last night when y'all are on my show, Rich, it is reminiscent of Bolshevik Russia. Jewish Bolsheviks made all these different anti-Semitism. You could have a copy of the protocols, or you could be actually executed. It's total Bolshevism now. And I hope that the conservative Zionist Christians will wake up, but they won't, because that is coming next. It's a very apt prediction in the New Testament. And unfortunately, you know, I talk about how we have conservative states that stood up against child trannyism, against COVID measures. Unfortunately, these same conservatives that will stand up for our rights on against COVID measures and trannies, they will totally fold and they will completely be pro-Zionist on this matter should they bring law to the states. That's the conclusion. So, back to you.
Well, I see we have a couple calls just jumped in the queue here. Daryl in Canada. Daryl, hey, welcome. What's on your mind today?
Thanks. Yes. Oh, great panel. Great show. Paul, I've never heard Paul sound better. Paul's just really on, like you say, on fire. It's great hearing from you, Paul, there. You know, this is, of course, like you said, it's aimed at one guy almost to some degree. Like, he's really in the crosshairs, right? The handsome truth. By the way, I've watched him on Goyim TV. He's just hilarious. If you want a good laugh, man. Oh, man, he's so funny. But anyway, and he was on this network a few weeks ago. Handsome Truth, are you listening? You might be. There's a good chance you might be listening. I have a strong suggestion for you, and I'd like everyone to comment on this. I don't know if I'd push things. I'd cool the flyers, maybe, the Jewish flyers for a while. But you know what? Put out some anti-Catholic flyers. Put out some anti-Buddhist flyers. Put out some anti-Hindus flyers. I mean, every religion has warts. Point out the shortcomings of them all. Of course, one is the heavyweight champion, but leave them alone for now. See what DeSantis does. Is he going to criticize and not do anything about it? Or is he going to try to outlaw every religion, which is unconstitutional in every state and in most countries of the world, no less? Push his hand. See what happens. Try that. Go ahead, guys. What do you think of that?
Paul?
Well, yes, exactly. Nothing would happen. I mean, if we started, you know, talking about the Irish potato famine and reparations or, you know, any criticism of the Irish is going to be intolerable. Of course, it wouldn't get any mileage. Same with the Catholic Church. But, of course, all these institutions have been infiltrated by Jews. You try and get a Christian organization to criticize this? I mean, No. I mean, I remember going up to a local church. I ended up leaving in disgust with the whole place. There was one guy saying, oh, we need to thank the Jews for giving us the Bible. This is where Christians are at today, you know. This was an elder in the church who I had to rebuke about a statement like that. And it all kicked off. Just the ignorance and the brainwashing and this loving And the ignorance of church history as well is off the charts. They have no conception that the relationship between the church today and Jews, as Acts 14:2 says, these unbelieving Jews, which are not just unbelieving and sort of neutral, they're anti-Christian. This whole loving today is aberrant in church history. And unfortunately, the Protestant churches have, you know, been more guilty of this than the Catholics. But the Catholics have, you know, in the last century, it's become an abomination too. But yeah, you're not going to get any mileage about, you know, saying that, you know, we need to stop criticism of Catholics, because the DOJ, he was confronted, Merrick Garland was confronted in one of these committee hearings by, I forget the guy's name, about, it looks very much like you're going after Catholics. Do you have a problem with Catholics, sir? Of course you do. Look at his history. Where does he come from? I think a lot of these people know it as well. They're skirting around the edges. They just don't want to say.
Stephen. Okay, Stephen dropped out. He hit the wrong button, I guess. Jeremy.
Yeah, on Daryl's experiment, for those of them, the people out there that say the Jesuits run everything, why don't you take a group of people down to Florida and have one group pass out flyers criticizing the Jesuits and have another group of people pass out flyers criticizing the Jews and see which ones gets prosecuted?
Yeah, I mean, like Paul said, if that's exactly right, which will happen, which will be silent, one of the two choices I gave earlier, it'll just show, and it'll show even to that, probably that guy that Paul was talking about in the church there, the total hypocrisy. Could you imagine that guy in the church? He wouldn't be too happy about maybe Catholics being criticized and nothing being said about it. Even he would speak up about it. So it will really force, it'll shine light on DeSantis or anybody else who, you know, favors one group over another. It's as simple as that. I mean, I think that's a great idea, Mr. Handsome Truth. Get some flyers out there like that, that, you know, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be Catholics. We were talking about that. Do it with Buddhists. Do it with Hindus. Do it with some other group, you know. Just actually, come to think of it, Catholics, you should be the last ones to do it. Do it with some other, like some other minority mostly, well, not minority in this country, in this continent, yeah, but a majority in the world, like Buddhists and Hindus. Put out some criticism about them, you know, mild, not too over the top, and then see what DeSantis says about that. And if he says nothing, then, well, the Jews are truly the chosen people, and they are untouchable, and see what kind of reaction he gets from the public from that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what sort of reaction he does get, because this does, you know, this is the type of stuff that the GOP relate to in terms of, like, normally about free speech. But now the GOP and DeSantis are coming out and making an exception here.
Exactly.
Because they're normally promoting the Constitution, and they hate all this wokeness. Except for this group over here, then we have to become like the woke crowd and make an exception. And you've seen this going on, you know, throughout the last 10 years, even around, when Trump was running and you had lots of truth coming out, you had a few groups, like, you know, talking about the Jewish thing. But there's still a lot of people who were criticizing us who were normally talking about the woke people and the LGBTQ movement and, of course, they're anti-Islam. But they're all pro-Jews, and not just pro-Jews, but they'll call us all sorts of pejoratives for talking about Jews and dismisses. Like Paul Watson and people like that are guilty of this. So, yeah, it is the last taboo, but I think people are becoming more aware of it. And these are very crude tactics by the Jews. And I think it'll raise eyebrows. And their aggression usually is their undoing, because they go so far that people say, hold on a minute, I mean, this is a bit extreme. And then people start looking into them and they say, actually, you do run the media. Actually, you do run the banking system. Actually, you do run academia. Actually, you are the same Bolsheviks that left, that destroyed Russia in the 20th century. You have now bounced over to the West, and those poor, tragic Eastern Europeans and ex-communist countries have gone from the fire into the frying pan, and they think they're free.
Okay, well, thank you, Daryl. Stephen, quickly.
Yeah, I would point out that we often use their own words, you know. Now it would be illegal to quote them, pointing out this power and this desire that they, you know, that's Rabbi Schneerson sermon that outlined the military situation that's taken place since. I mean, quote, you can quote these people. That's what we do. These are their own words, y'all, you know. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Daryl. Always appreciate your calls, sir. And next we have Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard, Jeremy, Stephen, and Paul. Paul's on fire today. I'm going to second that motion. Hey, listen, I want to say this. And, Paul, you cited Dr. Jones, Dr. Michael Jones, so it's not an original idea. But the idea is this. Okay, the Holocaust myth is the founding myth of the American empire. Okay. In other words, the entire American empire was built on that myth, and it is a myth, right? I mean, there were people that died, just like there were Poles that died, and Germans and Russians that died during World War II. But the way we've always been taught it, it is a myth. But now you see the proof that myth, the Holocaust myth, is going to fall apart. Because some people may doubt that. Oh, they're still keeping it going. I think that's beginning to collapse, and the proof that it is that the American empire is collapsing. So all these different signs that we see, it's hard to ignore that our country's totally collapsed, the empire is collapsed, it's the proof that Holocaust myth is just about to fall into dust. I will just say this about the Holocaust, just be specific. So there were probably, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of Jews that were killed, right? It's like an exaggeration thing. I had a friend one time I went to his house. He said, well, I want to introduce you to my neighbor. I said, okay. He says, yeah. But listen, before you talk to him, remember, if you ask him, we went fishing, and he tells you he caught 100 fish, it means he caught 10 fish. So if you're going to talk to this guy, just remember, no matter what the number is, divide it by 10. So maybe that's what we should think about when we hear the Holocaust.
Thanks for that. And you know, him just signing it on Israeli soil and not American soil, that should make it null and void. Just a thought. But panel, anyone like to respond to Joe before we go to the next call?
I like Joe's comparison.
Yeah, agree with everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeremy. What were you saying? I couldn't hear you, Jeremy.
No, I like Joe's comparison of all the
American empire. Seems like you're a bit choppy, cutting in and out again, unfortunately, Jeremy. I don't know why your signal's bad over there this hour today.
Go ahead,
okay. All right. Well, here, next caller. We have Paul in California, folks. Paul, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I thought it was very interesting, this idea of creating flyers to criticize other groups. And of course, this is kind of the thing I've been doing for a long time, to point out the absurdity of mentioning other groups. And I've used the South Koreans was one of my go-to favorites before. Also, I used the Nigerians, the Presbyterians. I mean, we could even say it's the Amish. The Amish run everything. And also, I took note, you know, listening to you and then also to Daryl's, you know, call that. Okay, just the idea of criticism, this word criticism, very interesting, okay? I don't know if you all have looked at all of the flyers, and you can see them. I can actually, if you and any of you don't know where to get them, I can send you the PDFs and so forth, and you can read each of the flyers that they've created. And it's mostly just statements of accurate fact. I mean, the only thing that would really be that offensive, if it really, you think about it being offensive, would be baby penis sucking, okay, which they put in pretty bold letters, right? But, of course, they show pictures of it. And how else could you characterize it? I mean, they're not taking gauze to blot up the blood, which would be like a normal medical thing. No, they reach down with their dirty, bearded mouths, and they suck baby penises. So, again, this is 100% accurate. It's not really criticizing. So the whole thing is just, I think to myself, it's a good thing. The more that this happens, the more laws they try to pass, in my opinion, the better. Because people are onto them, and there's no stopping this hopefully this tidal wave of, in the end, I hope it's righteous retribution, because I think that's due and needed.
Yeah, and by the way, the state of Israel better be very careful there, because there's been a lot of enemies in the Middle East, and all those enemies now are making friends. And the previous caller, what was his name? Was it Joe?
Yes, yes.
He's very correct. The American empire is collapsing. And with it, Israel will be in trouble too, because if the Americans collapse, I mean, the reason that Israel does what it does is because it's sponsored by the United States. Otherwise, it would have been obliterated a long time ago. But if the Americans are viewed as being a lot weaker than they pretend they are, and you get all these guys making alliances in the Middle East, well, Israel better be very careful, because there's a lot of firepower in the Middle East, and none of them, Saudi Arabia included, like Israel.
Well, thank you, both Pauls. And we have one more call to try to squeeze in. James in Vancouver, what would you like to add today, sir? Welcome.
In the words of George Herbert Walker Bush, period of darkness, time to go underground. I just wanted to make friends with the ACLU president. I just pressed the button on my LinkedIn page. Maybe I can have a few words with him and ask him how he... Sorry?
You could be our double agent, James. You could be our double agent.
Well, you know, this is the whole point I tried to get to. When you had me on Chip Ferrin's show, I was trying to tell you guys that this has all been done by design, all right? All of this is a counter-intel op to get you guys to come out and then chop your heads off, because it's all being done by the people you're criticizing. Why don't you get Rabbi Kapner on? Get the rabbi on and ask him what he thinks of this whole mess. You know, Brother Nathaniel. Right? And get him.
You've already had him on, haven't you, Richard?
Well, you know, yes. get him on again, because we need a clarification. Get him to be a Greenblatt, which Greenblatt would never do.
I think we need Brother Nathaniel for the Speaker of the House, to be honest.
Well, okay. work it out. Anyway, that music?
Yeah, it is already. But thanks.
You guys
thank you,
never
James.
Lived in a country where you have to denounce your own faith. When I was in China, I had to disavow my faith for 2 years. All right, I'll let you go. I know.
And thank you for the call. And thank you to the panel, Jeremy, Paul, Stephen. It was an honor to have you gentlemen for the panel.
Thank you, Richard, and good to be with you.
Thanks.
And folks, please support republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate page. Plenty of ways you can send your contribution to keep the canary in the coal mine of free speech, RBN, alive. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.